It's a passion of mine to inspire and encourage others to achieve their God-given greatness. I hope to share a fresh and energetic perspective of life with you, because everybody needs a little Jesus, joy, and Jen in their day. Well, good morning, hello, and welcome to another episode of Life by Jamar. I'm super excited to share with y'all my guest who has already been on, and he's back on to share with us some updates. He is a trainer, a friend of mine, and a fellow podcaster, and so you may know him. His name is Dom Jackson, and he's on the line. How do you like that?
Hello, hello, everybody. Glad to be here, intro? Jen. That was great.
I may not be as cool as you, but, you know, I can every now and then fake it.
That was pretty cool, Jen. I'm just saying.
So how are you doing, man? You went across the world. Not really, but it seemed like it, I bet.
Yeah, it definitely felt like it.
So give us an update. So what's going on? So you were in New York or New Jersey, right?
Yep. I moved from New Jersey to San Diego.
That's crazy.
And I went across country with my dad. We packed up my stuff and drove all the way across, straight through. It took us about 38 hours. We left Saturday morning of the 12th or the 13th, whatever that day in January was. It was a Saturday. And crazy. We arrived that Sunday night. So it was a doozy.
Yeah. Why didn't you stop and sleep?
So my dad had to catch a flight back because he had work and stuff he had to do. So we just slept in the car. So we did 4-hour shifts back and forth.
Wow.
And yeah, but you would think that like you'd be completely like that you couldn't get a good amount of sleep in a car. But would you do a drive like that? Like the second you get in that passenger chair, you're just like
you're like, out.
You don't even realize it. Like I might be some of the best sleep I've ever gotten.
That's awesome. You're like a baby. You put them in the car seat and they fall asleep.
Yeah, I was definitely sleeping like a baby.
You know what's funny about that is when my kids were little, my daughter was such a pain in the butt to get to sleep. And so I would literally put her in her car seat because she would fall asleep. And so I'd put her, and then I would, you know, take her out of that and put her in bed. It's just funny things you remember. So we're not talking about me and my kids right now. So you got there and like, where are you staying? Like, what's going on? So fill us in.
Yeah. So my cousin lives here. He's the only person I have out here that's family out here. And he's like my big brother.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah. So he was trying to get more family out here. And he's like, once I graduated college, he was like, you know, come out here, try it out, see if you like it. And I was like, all right, I'm in. You know, let me just do what I got to do. And then I had some setbacks, pushed me back before. So it was one of those things where like, we were kind of in limbo for a little bit. And I was like, I called him up and I was like, all right, look, I'm coming this week in January. And no matter what happens, like, I'm coming.
Awesome.
And then, you know, I went through and I did it.
So you're staying with him then?
Yes.
And you're actually in San Diego, like downtown?
Yep. Gaslamp District.
Awesome. So you have no money then?
Yeah. I'm not my richest right now.
Dude, it's so expensive there. I'm just joking. But hey, you know who's there? I think our friend HB. I call him HB or I call him Bromeo too, but Harry Bromeo. I think. Anyways, do you follow him?
I think I gotta check. I don't always know everyone's handles. Like I know their faces, but yeah. Like, the handles always.
Fitletic. It's Fitletic. He's always doing the TRX stuff. He's got a gym there.
Oh shoot! I gotta hit him up.
Yeah, I'm gonna connect y'all too. You know who I'm talking about?
That Fitletic. I definitely know who Fitletic is.
I think that's who it is. I think that's his call. I'm so bad with that stuff. I just start typing it in and then it pops up. You know, it's kind of like
exactly.
It's like cell phone numbers. I don't know them anymore. I just push on their face. I'm like, I don't have to know their number anymore. You know, smartphones have made me so dumb.
Yeah, they really have.
I'm blaming it on the smartphone. Me too. Well, it's funny because in our family, I've had my cell phone since before the kids were born. So it's the same exact number, which I know is insane, but it's the same exact number. And so all the kids know it because back when the kids were little, they had to memorize it, you know, and it was before they had phones and stuff like that, that you could just push on the face. You know, you actually had to know people's numbers. And so it's the only number that we all know.
I have the same phone number too since I got this is my first phone and my current phone the same number as well. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, because you actually had to type it in every single time so you remember it. You know, it's kind of like home phone numbers. I still know my home phone number from when I grew up.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, well, you're a lot younger. I had to do the we had phones that like plugged into a wall back then.
yeah.
Aging myself. So listen, you're doing that. Are you training? Like, is your cousin a trainer?
No, he's actually a doctor. So he's out here doing medical stuff. I'm gonna be training out here. I have a couple of interviews. I'm gonna be working at one of the gym chains out here, the EOS chains.
Oh, okay.
I'll be doing some stuff. I'll be training over there and just to get myself established, kind of get a feel for the area.
Yeah, we'll take
long. Yeah, then I went to a couple other places. Like I met there's a lot of training studios in here too. But a lot of them once you already have like a network set up. So like I'm trying to see where I'll end up going next, but definitely working on the gym chains at first.
Well, yeah, that's how you get established. That's how you figure everything out. You got to get to know people. You got to connect with people there. I mean, it takes a lot of courage to do what you did. Just let's pack up and go from one extreme time zone to another, extreme temperatures to another. I mean, like the weather there is like awesome, right?
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's like 65 to 70 and sunny basically every day.
That's insane. I need to move there. Not really. I don't. I need to stay in Texas, but that's awesome weather.
It's amazing. I'm looking at like the videos of my friends back home with snow and stuff, and I'm like, doing good over here.
When we moved to Texas, my dad quit calling it snow. He calls it the white stuff because we're from New York originally. He grew up in New York. You know, we got roots. All of our roots are in New York, and my dad was like, hey, we're moving to Texas, you know, when I was 10. And I was like, we're going to go to a place where there's tumbleweeds and, you know, Western movies. And, you know, I had no idea where.
Yeah, cowboys and 10-gallon hats.
It's nothing like that, right? But in my little head, I was thinking, oh, my gosh, I don't want to go there. And, now I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. But my dad calls it the white stuff. Because when you've shoveled it and you've lived in it and you've, you know, he's like, I don't want to deal with it anymore. You know, every now and then,
the white stuff.
Yeah. Every now and then we'll get like some ice or, you know, just like a day or two, just like every couple of years, but nothing major, you know? And when it does come, it shuts everything down. It's not like, my girlfriend, Cindy, she's in Canada. Like they go to school and it's like 30 degrees below zero and it's snowing and, you know, it's like,
yeah, that's crazy.
It's insane. I'm like, and she's a tiny little person. And I'm like, how do you live in those temperatures? I would die. But anyways, so you're going around, you're going to get some work. You're going to start, you know, training there and stuff like that. Anything else new? Like what's going on with, anything? I mean, like what other updates do you have for me?
Let's see. Podcast.
You're podcasting. Are you podcasting still?
Yes, I am.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, you cut out for a second.
Yeah, somebody called me real fast. I don't know.
Oh, you got to put it on Do Not Disturb.
Yes. Yeah, I'm doing it right now. anyway.
You can tell you're a podcaster.
I know. I'm looking like a rookie out here. I'm getting rusty.
Listen, I tell you what, though. Your courage is incredible. I was so impressed when I saw that you had Cody Boom Boom. That's how I know him. So that's what I'm going to say on your podcast as a guest. I was like, what? You have to hook me up. And then I find out how you got him on your show. And we'll let you tell the story.
Yeah. So, I was just looking at, I looked on Instagram, looked at some people's content to see like what they were about, what things, kind of things they were talking about, with things I liked, with things I didn't like. And I saw some of his stuff. I was like, oh man, this stuff's really good.
Yeah.
And I just DM'd him. I was like, hey man, would you want to be on my podcast? And he said, sure. Like it was way more simple than I thought. You would think like with all the follower counts and like what they did. But a lot of people, like as long as they get a chance to see it, they'll probably answer, you know? That was really cool. It's the human aspect of these things.
He's super genuine.
He is. He definitely is. He was really, really cool to talk to. Really informative. Really, really quick too. Like you could tell he really did a lot of podcasting.
Yeah, he is. He's good. And his information is great. I follow him and I also listen to his podcast. I haven't in a while. I've just been so busy this year. This year's been, it's been good, but there's been so many crazy things going on.
You're telling me.
And so, I mean, you know, it's kind of hard to keep up with everything when, you know, and follow with everyone that's doing stuff when you got so many projects going on, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
So yeah, I was really impressed with that. But the main thing that I was impressed with is that you just reached out to him. And that's, to me, that's something that I want my listeners to hear. Don't be afraid to just, I mean, what are they going to do? Say no? Like there's this, you know, I'm getting involved in the CBD oil business. I'm, you know, getting involved in it just a little at a time. And, you know, I might be partner up with some company, this company that I'm, that's sponsoring me now. And so I've been doing a lot of research. You know, when you start to look at getting involved with something, you research something. And there was this lady that I saw on YouTube that was talking about it, and she's a doctor and she has a book. And I said to myself, I was like, well, I'm going to reach out to her and have her on, because she may never see it, but what if she says no? At least I asked, you know?
Yeah, that's the biggest part.
Yeah. I haven't reached out to her yet because I'm not ready, but, I love that you did that, and I hope it encourages whoever's listening to do that. Just, it doesn't hurt anything to ask, and then if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. It's their loss, not yours, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's cool. Yeah, I loved listening to that. I don't think you were – it seemed like you were, like, not expecting him to be as sharp.
Yeah, when I was talking to him, it was like, boom. I was like, oh, like
– he knew his stuff.
Yeah, he was like – so fast that I was like, oh, everything I had, you kind of just like, you caught me off guard a little bit.
I could tell a little bit because I know you. I was like, oh, silence. He's searching. He needs more. But he did good though. I mean, like he rolled with it and stuff. I only noticed it because I know you, you know, we've talked a couple of times and stuff, yeah. but good for you. I mean, that was a big time learning process for sure.
That was a great learning moment for me.
And he's out of somewhere because he moved recently. So I don't think he's near you. I think he's up north somewhere. I don't know. But he used to train like Kaiza and train with Just Train. I'm like, he rubs shoulders with some pretty big guys.
He does.
His story is pretty amazing too.
Yeah, he had a huge come up. Like his process is nuts. I'm just I was still like thinking about it. He was definitely still somebody I was like, damn, like this is a whole different this is a different caliber of podcasting right here.
But here's the thing with that. You have to understand that you're on your way to that. You know what I'm saying? Like there's big things coming your way because of the courage and your ability to be able to just be like, you know what, I'm just gonna do it. And that's a huge message that I talk about a lot is I'm just like, just even today's post I posted before getting on here. I just said, you know, it was a flashback post to where before I knew anything about filming, before I knew anything about editing, it's terribly edited, but you know, and my face is like too close to the screen and I didn't know what I was doing, but I did it anyways. And I learned and I failed and I learned, you know, and I just want people to just hear that and just don't wait till everything's perfect to do it. It's okay. You learn by failing, I think, you know.
Oh, 100%. Definitely learn by failing.
Yeah. So you're going to be meeting some pretty high-end people out there. I'm going to be listening to your podcast because I guarantee you're going to be interviewing them.
Yeah, I have a lot of people on the list I want to get when I'm out here. And I want to get like Kai's and Jess Train on my podcast at some point too.
Oh, so. Absolutely. It's going to happen because you said it. I actually reached out to Just Train because he just started his own podcast literally this month.
Yeah.
And if he responds to you, you better shout me out and be like, hey, my girl, she sent you a message.
Oh, I got you. I got you. I'll shoot
my girl
you
in Texas. Well, he's from Houston.
He is.
I DM'd his new podcast on Instagram because he promoted it and I went and looked at it. And so I DM'd there. He probably didn't see it, but because he hasn't responded. It's not because he doesn't want to respond, I'm sure. It's because he didn't see it.
Absolutely.
But you got to try, right? No, he's super cool. I love his vibe.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. And he's perfect trainer for, who is that guy he trains? Funny guy.
Kevin Hart.
Yes, Kevin Hart. Thank you. He's perfect for him. They bounce well off each other. I like watching the stories and stuff, you know?
Yeah, they do.
It's good times. Well, I'm sure you'll run into them out there. It's going to be a good ride, man.
It is. And this is just, I'm only like 2 weeks in or like 10 days.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
How are you doing with the adjusting to the, you know, the hours? Cause it's it's like a 3 hour difference between where you were at and where you are. Right.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's definitely a little rough. Like,
cause it's noon in New York.
Yep.
Where you were from.
Yep, it's only 9 o'clock here, so it's just like
that's rough.
Especially at night, I'm like trying to do some work at night or like trying to set up my room, and it's like it's only 9 o'clock, and it's 12 o'clock back home, and then it's a lot.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be quite the adjustment. It's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, but no complaints, though. Definitely no complaints.
How are you sleeping at night and stuff?
I'm better now, but at first it was definitely like I was like knocked out by like because I slept pretty early before because I used to wake up really early to train in the morning.
Yeah.
So like I was going to bed at like 10 Eastern time, but here it's like 7-ish and I'm like, oh man, like this is I'm getting woozy. So do you have any
projects going on right now that you want to talk about?
I'm in the process of setting up my blog. So I'll have the written form of some like my podcast information.
Very cool.
I'm going to start my YouTube channel.
Really?
Yeah, just because I want to have more spots for like people to see different things.
Yeah, that's cool. That's awesome. So you're going to still keep putting content on Instagram, but then you'll be able to like refer people to longer content on YouTube?
Yep, those are two things I want to have done. I'm also like starting to look at some online coaching stuff.
Yes, very cool.
Figuring that out. So I got a lot of things to play with. Then I have to get all my like physical life together stuff first.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. And well, the online space, Cody does that. Cody Bimbo. And so you might want to, I think he even has a program.
Yeah, he does. He has like a pretty good program too. So I was like picking his brain even after the podcast and like some stuff that he did and like his processes.
Yeah.
He was really informative about it too. So I'm definitely like just trying to glean whoever I can in all different ways, you know?
Absolutely. Well, it's good. I'm proud of you. This is fun. This is an exciting time. This is going to be a good year.
Oh, it definitely is.
I appreciate you making the time to hop on and give us an update too.
Thank you, Jen. I'm honored to be here as always. Got to have you back on the podcast again.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Got to have a little Jamar in the mix every now and then. Who knows what's going to come out of my mouth half the time.
I know. It's a wild card. I love it.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what? I just appreciate you so much. And I'm excited for all the things that you got coming your way. And you gotta have to, when things get settled and you're in your space and doing well, you got to come to Texas and visit. It's the best place ever. I always encourage all of my friends that I have online to you got to come here. Got to come check it out. Got to come see the Dallas Cowboys and all that stuff. And then you got to go to Billy Bob's and you just got to do the whole Texas thing.
Yeah, Texas vibes. I got a feeling. I got to see it.
Absolutely. And so you're always welcome here. All right. Well, then I guess if that's all you got for now, let's just go ahead and, you know, get on with our days. And I appreciate you. And let's keep in touch for sure. And I will absolutely see you on Instagram. Hey, listen, why don't you real quick tell us where people can get in touch with you?
Oh, yeah. So once again, you guys can still follow me at on Instagram at Dom Jackson Fitness. All
and that's
together.
D-O-M. Yep. Yes.
J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Fitness. F-I-T-S-S. Oh, my gosh. I almost couldn't spell fitness.
Yeah, I feel you.
And then if you guys want to hear my podcast, you can find my podcast, the Fitness Fundamentals Podcast, on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's everywhere. More or less everywhere.
Y'all can DM him, too, if you want him to send you, like, if you reach out to him on Instagram, you can DM him and he can send you a link. So if you want to hear the interview with any of the interviews that he's done, how many podcasts do you have now? Like out?
I'm at like 15, I think.
Oh, wow. And you do it well. You've got like the whole like hookup, you know, I love the way you promote it too. I know you sent me that, that app to be able to, mm-hmm. to do the stuff on the, whenever the, what is that called?
The headliner app. Yeah, app's amazing.
Yeah, but you got to do it on a computer, and I'm never near a computer.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Usually, when I edit my podcast, I like make that right after it, so I do like I block that whole time together. So like, because I won't make the clip unless I do it right after I do the podcast, because I'll just forget about it. Like I'll do it tomorrow. I'll just keep putting it off. So it's one of those things that like I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I'm not on a computer normally either.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to try and work on doing that for this one. So it'll take me a little while, but I'm going to try and work on that. So I appreciate you sending that to me. But all right. Well, then I guess we all know how to get in touch with you. We know that you got your podcast. We know that you're moved and that you're doing well and you're healthy. And I'm excited to see what all you'll have to come back on. And, you know, when you have your online program, so we can talk about that.
Of course.
Yeah. All right. Well, you take care. Have a great weekend. And bye for now.
You too, Jen. Take care. Thanks for listening, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.